9, KBX is mobile. And 9YOU. Good morning, how you doing?
Good morning. Well, not too bad. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. They said it was going to rain Tuesday. And then this morning I checked, and now there seems to be rain Monday and Tuesday. It's funny how they changed that.
Yeah, I know. I've been looking at it, too.
On Tuesday's my... And then we can go up then, but I paid $55 to join that club, so I'm going to get my money's worth out of it. But if it's canceled, we'll go out to eat. Do you have any preference of where you go? Do you still want to go to the Pass, or you want to go someplace else?
Probably the Pass.
Fine with me. Did you watch the game yesterday?
So how you been doing?
Oh, pretty good. Did you watch the game yesterday?
No, just a little bit of it towards the beginning. I didn't even get to... I watched part of the first quarter, but other than that, that was it.
Did you get my message about NASCAR?
Yeah, I know. It's all different now. I really don't even watch it because it's hardly on local TV.
Yeah, I was just flipping through the channels and I saw it, so I watched it for like about 5 or 6 laps, and they showed the audience. There was like 3/4 of the people were gone. I couldn't believe the audience. It wasn't hardly anybody in the audience, and that should say a lot to NASCAR.
Yeah, do you remember where it was? What track?
No, I don't. I just watched it for about 5 or 6 laps.
Alrighty. Yeah, because it's... I'm thinking it's got to be towards the end where they have their race to the chase. So, I was just wondering.
It seems like those cars are getting smaller and smaller. It seems like they're smaller than my car.
Yeah, and more because they're not even going the speed they should be going. NASCAR's putting more drag on them.
Those cars can normally they should be able to go at least 200 miles an hour.
Oh, they'll do that, but they won't go. They won't even go like IndyCar, which they should be able to do 220s, 230s. IndyCar does it. But they have less around them. You know, the driver has less around them. NASCAR's got a whole roll cage around them. So, I don't get it. But yeah, that's NASCAR for you.
Yeah, like I said, I love NASCAR. Whenever the first race I watched was whenever Earnhardt got killed in that accident, and I watched it for like 8-10 years, and then they started putting it on cable and some other stuff, and finally I says, I'm not going to watch it anymore. They changed the rules and everything, finally, so I said, that's it.
Oh yeah, that's the thing, they like to change rules in midstream, because one year they said, oh, have at it, boys. Yeah, they did. They were either bumping the cars, or usually they just get out and just start fist fighting like they did back in the day. And then they said, nope, we're not going to have that anymore. And that was even midstream that year. They changed rules on them.
That would show people that it's okay to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you'd rather, if you were an owner, you'd rather have them fist fight instead of destroy the vehicles.
Yeah, that's true. But they are to have a rule that if you hit somebody on purpose, you're automatically have to go to the rear of the race, or you're out of the race, or something like that. I mean, sometimes accidents happen. You're trying to run fast, and the guy in front of you all of a sudden takes his foot off the brakes, and you accidentally slam into them. That's understandable. But whenever you hit somebody on purpose, that there should be some type of a penalty for that.
Oh, they have. There's black flags and some drivers and find them, but yeah, it's just that whole thing is just getting too political anymore.
Yep. But that happens at the South End Motor Speedway. There's this one guy named Rich Bull. He purposely hits people all the time, just to get him out of his way. And a lot of people didn't like him because of it. And I think I told you about this story. The guy I liked, they were going around. They came around the fourth turn. And my driver hit Rich Bulls, the guy I didn't like. And Rich Bulls wrecked. And he got out, and he was really mad and everything. And it's like, haha, you finally got what you deserve because you're hitting it. Hit everybody. So the guy I like, he won the race because he did just what Rich Bull said.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's okay for the guy to do it, but for it to get done to him, oh no, it's not fair.
That's exactly what happened. Not what he deserved, and my favorite driver, he won the race that day.
Yep, go figure, right?
True. But yeah, one day they let us in the pits, and I was walking around looking at the cars, and I was looking at my favorite drivers, and all of a sudden I heard this, "Hey Jim, how you doing?" And I looked around, and I said, "Hi," and he says, "I'm Lonnie from the street department. Remember me?" He was the street department foreman. This guy Lonnie was, and I knew him. And here to find out, he owned the car of my favorite driver.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, that was, and this guy who drove the car, he won a lot. He probably won more like 200 races a year, and for 7 more speedway, that was a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There were several different divisions of cars, and one time whenever I was there, in 3 divisions, I knew three of the people. Well, those 3 people won that race, but that one Saturday night in each division.
Oh, nice.
It was my favorite night at 7 Motor Speedway. So there's one guy who was a mechanic, one guy who was a police officer, and then the guy who I was just talking about that hit the other guy in the fourth turn. Yeah, they came around the fourth turn. It was after the fourth turn that he hit him. They came at the finish line.
Alrighty.
I got one night when there were 3 of my favorite for drivers won. That was that was a good night. Like I said, I knew all 3 of them except for the guy who hit Rich Bulls. I knew the owner of the car, but I didn't know the driver. But one time I seen his Facebook page, and I texted him. I think what you did to Rich Bulls was a funny thing. I think you did the right thing, and he's been first with me ever since.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going down normal 31, and you got my hands off the wheel. It's not straight to the left or the right.
All righty. There you go.
Something strange is happening. I put down the back windows, and my ears started feeling weird. Put back windows down. That's weird.
Yeah, you're probably hearing like a vibration.
if you put the front wheels down, that don't act, but if you do the back wheels, it does, and that's really weird.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I wonder what's happening there.
Yeah, that, I'm not sure. I was always wondered that myself.
That's strange.
Oh, yeah.
Since the drive Tuesday, yes, they don't have the flying field going up until last time.
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah, kind of sure. It was a nice day yesterday. Yeah, it was really nice. Might have tied the record.
But they were saying that the weatherman and Hodge 16 said the same thing. So that both said the same thing.
Yeah, alrighty.
I think the second one was 1 or 2 degrees lower.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely wasn't bad. And went to a bonfire last night, and yeah, that was really nice. Had a good time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, at Davidson's, his biological mother showed up, and his doctor's dad, who is his uncle, his sister and her daughter showed up, and they camped out and went on this property. They were on the screen, and he had a projector, and he watched the movie outside by the bonfire. Okay, I thought I was going to the hole, and they closed the church. So we'll catch you later, and I wanted to hear from you tonight.
All right, we'll talk to you later. KB9KBX, 9YOU, 7-3.
Let's go.